B'nai Yisachar has an amazing maimer, Nechodesh Mar Cheshvan. It's a bitter month. It's a bitter month, but there's a lot of potential. There's a lot of potential in Cheshvan, Lasu Lavo. It's Kapitel Pei. And Sefer Tillim says in the Mizmor of B'nai Korach, it says, Lefnei Ephraim of Binyamin Menashe, in front of Ephraim, Binyamin Menashe, Oru es Gvurasecha, the Gvura is going to awaken, Ulechal Yeshua Salanu, it's going to be a Yeshua for us. This pasuk seemingly has nothing to do with Mar Cheshvan, but Bnei Yisachar tries to, he analyzes this question, this pasuk, and asks a few questions. Firstly, why did Bnei Korach choose these three particular Shvatim, Ephraim, Binyamin, Menashe? Question two, why are they being me'orer the gvura secha? Shouldn't they be me'orer the chesed? We want to be judged with chesed, not with gvura. Thirdly, he asks, how does the Yeshua, it says, the Yeshua salanu, going to be Yeshua, come from these three shvatim? And fourthly, what's the order of Ephraim, Binyamin, Menashe? It's not the order of the golem, it's not the order of the way they were born. So Bnei Yisachar begins an explanation with a well-known medrash. The Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu had built was Nishlam B'Kislev. It was completed on Kislev. B'Kosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to wait to do the Chinuch until Nisan, the month that Yitzhak was born in. And Kislev was Mizbayish. Kislev was embarrassed that it wasn't Zocha to have the Mishkan being Mizchanich in it. B'Kosh Baruch Hu paid back Kislev the times of Bayis Sheni B'Zman HaChashmonoim. There was Yimei Chanukah. That was during Bayis Sheni. And Bayis Rishon was built in Mar Cheshvan by Shlomo HaMelech. It was completed in Mar Cheshvan. But based on Ruach HaKodesh, Shlomo understood, he wasn't mechanech until Tishrei. So we have now the Bayis Rishon was mechanech in Tishrei. And Bayis Sheni during the time of the Chashmoyim was mechanech in Kislev. Smack in the middle is Mar Cheshvan. So what's Mar Cheshvan? So again, Tishrei was Bayis Rishon, Kislev Bayis Sheni. What's Mar Cheshvan? Bayis Shlishi, says the Medrash. Mar Cheshvan was embarrassed, says the Medrash. He was sandwiched between 2 months that were zochet to have a chinuch of the Bayis. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was maftiach to Mar Cheshvan. L'shalim schar lasid b'mher v'yameinu b'binyan ha-shlishi, says the Medrash. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised Mar Cheshvan in the future, and Bayis Shlishi is going to come down from Shemayim. It's going to come down and be mischanech in Mar Cheshvan. Ad kan divrei medrash. So we see that the chinuch of the three batei mikdash were in three consecutive months: Tishrei, Cheshvan, and Kislev. And these 3 months, al pi seder hadagalim, the order of the way they encamped and traveled through the midbar, Tishrei is keneged Ephraim, Mar Cheshvan keneged Menashe, and Kislev is keneged Binyamin. And these are the three shvatim of Rachel. Right? Binyamin was a child, the son of Rachel, and Ephraim and Menashe were grandchildren from Yosef, so grandchild of Rachel through Yosef. And Rachel is called the Akeret HaBayis, the Iker part of the Bayis, the one running the household, the reference to the Akeret HaBayis of the Beis HaMikdash. So she was Zocha, that her three shvatim to come from her were going to be the months that are going to be Zocha to the Chinuch HaBayis. And that's the Pasuk in Tilman, Kapitel Yudzayin says, Tamoch Ashurai b'maglosecha bal namotu pamai. The word Tamoch is a Rashi Tevos of Tishrei, Mar Cheshvan, and Kislev. Taf Mem Ke'achaf. Tamach. When the months are going to be complete with the Chinuch HaBatim, so then bal namotu pamai. Pamai is a reference to the Pamim Regalim when they go Aliyah LeRegel. That's going to be completion when they get it all complete. There will no longer be bal nimatu. It won't minimize the pamai. There will be increased pamai, increased pamim, increased regalim when you have all tamoch, all 3 months complete. All of which are the Ephraim, Menashe, and Binyamin, the three shvatim from Rachel. Then Bnei Yisachar explains further. We know Machlokes, Korach, Adaso, and Moshe Benu. And Aaron HaKohen, Kohen represents Chesed. Chesed is above Gvura. Levim represent Gvura. Kohanim represent Chesed. So that's why Kohanim are above Levim. They're more Kedusha. We learn now in the Shul, Maseches Tamid. Maseches Tamid tells us that Kohanim would do Shmira outside the Beis Hamikdash Lamala, and Levim would do Lamata to represent that the Chesed goes over the Gvura. So Korach, who was a Levi, wanted to be above Aaron the Kohen. He wanted to be Magbir Agvura Sala Chasadim. He wanted to elevate Gvura above Chasadim. And the truth is, says the Bnei Yisrael, Be'emes La'asid B'mehir of Yamenu, it's true that the Gvuros will be Ma'ale Al HaChasadim. The Din of Gvura will overcome, override, surpass the Chasadim. But Korach jumped the gun. It wasn't the time yet. It wasn't ripe yet. But Las Lavo, Yisala Korach, Korach will be elevated. Korach will come out of the pit. Korach will represent Gvura, will represent Levim, and will be above and surpass the Kohen. That's Las Lavo, when we can handle Din and Gvura. And that's the Arizal says, Tzadik katamar yifrach, a tzadik like a tamar will bloom. And the Sofer Tevos of these, Tzadik katamar yifrach is a reference to Korach. Korach will be elevated, Las Lavo, the Gvuros are going to be above, the Levim will be above the Kohanim. And now we can understand what the Pasuk says in Korach, Vatiftach Aretz Espia, and the mouth opened up, Vativlo Sames Korach, and the ground swallowed up Korach and the other men. Bachol Ha'ish Es HaChamishim HaMasayim Ish, and the fire burned the 250 men, Vayihu L'Nes, and it was for a Nes. What do you mean L'Nes? What was a Nes? Says Bnei Yisachar, there are 12 letters based on the Sefer Yetzirah that correspond to the 12 different Shvatim. There are more letters, but only 12 of the letters correspond to the 12 Shvatim. And the three Otsios Lanes of that Pasuk correspond to the months of Tishrei, Mar Cheshvan, and Kislev. That's what the Sefer Yetzirah writes. So that's what's going on here in the Pasuk. The Yulanes, the time will come and Korach will be Lanes. He'll be elevated during these months of Tishrei, Chet Mar Cheshvan, and Kislev, when all three batim will be complete and mischanech in these months, and that's when it's going to be l'nes. They're going to be elevated, and that's what the pasuk means. Now, back in the beginning, we start off with Bnei Korach, Ores Gvurasecha. These three shvatim, are going to be Oru Gvurasecha. So now we can understand. Read the full pasuk. It says in the Kapitel Tilim, Kapitel Pei, by the Bnei Korach. It says, Lifnei Ephraim uBenyamin uMenashe. It's going in order of the month that the Bais Rishon was Tishrei, which is Ephraim. That's the first. Benyamin, next name mentioned, is Kislev. That's Bais Sheni. And Menashe is the third one. That's Mar Cheshvan. That's the order of the way the Bat Mikdash will be Mischanech. And then Pasuk says, Lefnei Ephraim, Binyamin, and Menashe, Ores Gvurasecha. Once they're all complete, then the Gvura of Levi, the Gvura of Korach will be Ora, will be awakened, will be above. Ulachal Yeshua Salano. And then it's going to serve as Yeshua for us. So even though right now we're in Mar Cheshvan, it's a month that's absent of any Yamin Tovim, absent of any Chagim, absent of any Simcha. It's a Mar Cheshvan, it's bitter. But deep within, we're waiting. Cheshvan is sandwiched between these 2 months, between Tishrei and Kislev, 2 months that were Zochat HaBeis HaMikdash. But now we know from this Pasuk that Bnei Korach and the Gevura and the Bais Shlishi were all going to be elevated, and we see when we're looking forward to seeing the Bais Shlishi come down from Shemayim, Las Lavo B'Heri Amenu, Amen.